Bienvenido, welcome to Del Taco al Tango. We're having here, we have two guests, in fact, in this show.
Well, one of them is me.
Yeah, but you're a guest too? Come on. You're my favorite guest ever.
Oh, gracias, Lili.
No, but we have a special guest. She's from Spain. Her name is Raquel.
Raquel, bienvenida.
Gracias.
Hola, Raquel. ¿Cómo estás?
Muy bien. ¿Cómo estáis vosotros?
También muy bien. You can see, you know, well, not see, but you can hear her accent is completely different. But
different than yours and mine too, right?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. And her accent is very, you know, soft.
It's Raquel.
It's not as hard.
You're from Spain, right?
Yeah, I'm from Spain.
Okay.
But I've been living abroad for many years, so my accent is quite, yeah, soft or neutral.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So from what part of Spain do you come from?
I come from the north of Spain. It's a city called León. Part of my family is from León, part of my family is from Santander, so I consider myself from, yeah, somewhere in between.
Okay. What kind of accent do you have? Is it...
Hablamos castellano.
Mm-hmm.
So that means that it's very, very neutral.
Okay.
Very neutral Spanish from northern Spain.
Right. Now, earlier you were telling me that you sound like Penelope Cruz, but I don't hear it.
I was talking about my English, about the accent in English, not in Spanish.
Oh, no.
Not in Spanish, in English.
But no, you don't sound like Penelope Cruz in English.
No, how does she sound then?
Well, I cannot do it.
Okay, no, I'm sorry. That's not a Spanish one. You're like, I cannot do it. You have to speak like Antonio Banderas.
I can't do that.
Yeah.
Can't do that. El gato con botas.
Yeah, come on.
I cannot do that.
Yeah, that was a little...
That is very different.
That's good.
But this show is not about me, Liliana.
Okay.
We have to talk about Raquel. Raquel is here from Spain.
Oh. Raquel is from Spain, como Penelope Cruz, but she wants to look like her.
Yeah, definitely. Who doesn't?
Not sound like her.
Okay, anyway. Okay, so let's go back to the subject here. We're going to talk about some slang. I want to ask you, there's one that is very different, and it's cutre.
Cutre.
Oh, cutre. We use it all the time. Todo el tiempo.
Okay, cutre. What is that?
Cutre.
Well, give us an example first.
Yeah, say a sentence. What do you
Por ejemplo, pues una habitación o una casa es muy cutre.
So a house is cutre.
Sí, una casa es cutre o una habitación. When it doesn't look good, it looks cheap and not well taken care of.
It looks kind of like run down.
Yeah, run down. But also, una persona también puede ser cutre.
Ah, like someone ghetto.
Why are you looking at me like
that? Ay, no, pobre.
Oh, no.
No, una persona cutre is someone who doesn't like spending money on things and it's very cheap.
Okay? How would you say that in Mexico?
Chafa.
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 Yeah.
Una persona chafa.
No, but you say it for things, not for person. Like, yeah, for someone, you would say naco.
Oh, naco. Okay.
But that's more like ghetto.
Gross. Oh, okay.
No, it's more ghetto.
Okay.
In a way. So, yeah, that's a hard one.
Okay. Cutre.
Cutre. Okay, we have another one. Chulo.
Chulo.
Ay, qué chulo.
Qué guay.
Que guay. That's when you like things and you want to express it. Then you say que chulo, que guay. You really like it.
So those are cool.
Yeah, it's right. Cool.
For me, it's a very different sound. Guay.
Guay. Que guay.
Where does it come from, you know?
I have no idea.
My office mate used to say, eso es muy guay. Es guay de Paraguay.
Guay de Paraguay.
That's what she said.
Oh, God. Okay, let's continue. Okay, guiri.
Ay, no, giri.
Giri, okay. You know, this is completely, I have no idea. What is this?
Un giri es un extranjero, so that's a foreigner. But it's not every single foreigner. It's somebody who turns pink when exposed to the sun for too long.
Okay.
So it's...
So fair-complected people.
Right.
Okay.
Those are giris.
Giris. In fact, we call them sometimes shrimp. You know, that he looks
shrimp?
Like a shrimp. Because you know how they turn...
They turn color and heat. They turn
exactly.
red.
Exactly. They turn red. So we call them shrimps.
Lobsters, too. I think, you know, some people say that I'm as red as a lobster.
Yeah, that's true. But you never hear them say I'm red as a shrimp.
Yeah, we say shrimp as well in Spain.
You did?
Una gamba.
Okay, you say gamba, but us, we say camarón.
Ah, camarón.
Camarón. Rojo como camarón.
All right.
El curro. I like this word. How
el curro.
El curro. Ay, el curro. El trabajo.
That's
your job. That's another word for job.
Right.
No, Lily, you have it.
Tengo mucho curro.
I got a lot of work.
I seriously thought that would be like butt or something. When she said, tengo mucho curro, I'm like, what are you? Okay. But it's work. Okay.
Work, yeah. No, Lily, come on. You have a word for that.
Curro?
Yeah, you say chamba.
Yeah, chamba.
Tengo mucha chamba.
Tengo mucha chamba. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true.
What's next?
Tío. This I hear all the time.
Oh,
tío. Este tío. Esta tía.
When we want to do like a Spanish stereotype, we go around saying tío, tía.
Yeah.
But we are not all uncles and aunts.
Yeah.
It just means dude, right?
Or... Right. A guy. Just like dude, guy.
But you can say it for a woman too.
Yeah, sorry. But if it's your uncle, do you say, ¿qué onda, tío, tío? Like something like that.
No. A tu tío le llamas tío, pero no dices. Tío is for young people. So you don't say that to your uncle, who's not, normally they are older.
Okay.
So you don't call them tío.
That's funny. Tío.
Tío. Tío,
tía. Tío, tía. My accent in Spanish is not like, it's not good. Okay. Next. Un marrón. Un marrón.
Un marrón es una dificultad, something that you don't like to do at work or in your personal life, and somebody pushes to you.
Okay, so how do you use that? Tell us a sentence.
Ay, mi jefe me envió un marrón y tengo que trabajar hasta muy tarde.
Oh my goodness. So my boss sent me a marrón and I have to work until all afternoon.
Yeah.
So how would I say that in English?
You really don't want to do it. And it also has this thing about being not something that you're not comfortable with, that nobody would like to do around the office, you know? It's something that is pushed to you, a hot potato kind of. When it's like a job, or if it's, it could also be in your daily life.
Un marrón.
Now, I know there's an English word for that, but it's not coming to me right now. So I'll have to ask the listeners to if you have an idea, just write us in the comments.
Yes, leave us a comment if you have any idea what... Marron. How can we substitute this in English?
Yeah.
Un marrón. That's interesting. Marrón. Okay, this word I know and I love it. Mogollón.
Mogollón.
I love this word.
What's this word?
It means mucho. Muchísimo. Muchísimo. Mogollón.
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 Un montón.
Un montón. Okay. Mogollón. Oh, me gusta mogollón.
Mogollón.
But I like it a lot. Me gusta un mogollón. Okay.
Can you make it feminine? Mogollona?
No.
I'm just learning. Come on.
No. Solo.
But if you have like a pile of beans, you can say.
Ay, mogollón de habas. Mogollón de habas. Okay. O mogollón de frijoles, como decís vosotros. Ay, mogollón. Hay muchísimos. Hay mogollón.
Chorrada.
Chorrada.
It's a nonsense.
Can you give us an example?
Lo que dices es una chorrada.
Okay, all you're saying is a bunch of nonsense.
Okay, chorrada. But you can use it also for situations. Esta situación es una chorrada.
También, pero se usa menos.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, so it's more for people that are talking,
talking nonsense.
Okay.
Or something without importance. You're giving lots of importance to something while it isn't that important. So eso es una chorrada, no te preocupes.
Ah, okay. Let's see the next one. The next one, pijo.
Pijo.
Pijo. What's that?
She's smiling. She likes
Yeah, I don't know.
No, yo no soy pija.
No eres... Okay, she's trying to make us guess.
Okay, give us an example.
She said she's
Yo no
not
soy
pija.
Yo no soy pija.
You're cheap.
No.
Liar. No.
¿Es Lily pija?
No, yo creo que ella no es pija.
Yo sí soy pijo.
¿Tú eres pijo?
I don't know.
¿Eres un niño fresa? Así se dice en México.
Oh, okay. Strawberry. What we say in Mexico. Pijo. Of course I know this, pijo. It comes from an actual song from the Los Hombres G.
Sí.
Right?
Un niño pijo que se fue en su coche, ¿no?
Yeah, it was something like, ella se fue con un niño pijo.
Con un jersey
amarillo.
A rayas, ¿no?
A rayas.
Yes. El coche era amarillo, el jersey era rayas.
Ella se fue con un niño pijo, en un Ford Fiesta blanco, y un jersey amarillo para estar.
Oh my goodness, this studio is rocking. The engineer's over there in the control booth. She's cracking up too.
Yeah, she's laughing and she's taking off her, you know. She's like, mute. I really don't care what they're saying. And they're singing in Spanish. Okay. No, but it's true. So, I remember that word from that song.
So we better tell the people what it means. Pijo.
Pijo means someone that is kind of snobbish. Snobbish. High maintenance in a way. So, yeah, that's pijo.
I feel like the word princess in English.
Yeah. Like
someone is a little too demanding and a little too
like this type of girl. I'm moving. You cannot.
She's
see
making
me,
okay hands.
Yeah.
And
no, you know,
waving
like
them back and forth.
That when you put your handbag and you go like this.
Oh, okay. She's got two handbags and
like
holding
Clueless.
Them with her fingers.
You remember the movie?
Right.
Exactly.
Pijo.
Una pija.
Una pija.
But we use it also for places. Like if you want to say that it's high class restaurant or that it looks expensive, then you'd say, oh, parece un restaurante pijo.
Oh, a little bit pretentious even.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
Because pijo could be that you're not really snobbish or you're not really high class, but you're pretentious. You try to look like somebody.
Flipar. This that you say it a lot.
Flipar?
Estoy flipando, tío. Or something like that?
That,
right?
Sounds like Spanish.
I know. She's laughing. That was not very convincing, but okay. What is it?
Flipando is I'm really surprised about what is going on.
Okay,
that sounds like English. I'm flipping out.
Right, that's where it comes from.
Okay, I have another one here. La jeta.
La jeta. I have no
this
idea
we ha- we use it a lot in Mexico too.
But you call it la jeta.
La jeta.
La jeta. What's la jeta?
La jeta, la cara.
Yeah.
Face.
Okay.
And in fact, you use it what, like for example, if you're kind of angry or something, you say, no le quiero ver la jeta.
I don't want to see your face.
Yeah.
Is that how you use it in Spain?
Yeah, exactly the same.
Yeah.
Jeta is just face, and you could say, que jeta tan dura.
Oh, what
que
a
cara tan dura.
Now, what does that mean? What a hard face you have. What does that mean?
It's because of all the Botox that you use, maybe.
The Botox?
No.
Yes, so, I'm trying to I'm trying to stay young.
No, but what it means cara dura, right?
What
cara
is that?
Dura. Shameless or you're
shameless.
Wow, this is such a great podcast.
I'm learning a lot.
I know. Seriously. So we saw tío.
Dude.
Chulo.
Cool.
Guay.
Cool also.
Cutre.
Cutre. What was that?
Bad quality, ghetto.
Oh, okay. Yeah, cheapy.
Yeah, cheap. Guiri.
Giri.
Oh my god. Giri.
Giri.
Okay, giri.
Okay, which is some white people.
Foreigner.
Okay.
Okay. La jeta.
Cara, the face.
Oh, your face.
Okay. El curro.
The job.
Okay.
Un marrón.
Oh, that's a difficult one. Es un marrón que me preguntes que es un marrón.
Okay, she just used it. Okay.
What a pain.
Un marrón. Mogollón.
A whole bunch.
Yeah. Chorrada.
A chorrada.
Nonsense.
Nonsense.
Chorrada. Pijo.
Snobbish.
Snobbish. Mm. And flipar.
To flip out.
That was an easy one.
Yeah, flipar, that's easy. Anyway, this is our slang for today. And Raquel, thank you so much for coming and being here at Studio Fiesta.
You should join us again sometime.
Definitely.
Sure.
Yes.
I'll be glad to be back.
Okay, thank you so much. And it's time for me to say hasta la próxima.
Hasta luego.
Adios.